Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So while I was away, Joe, you had a conversation.
Well, yeah, we talked with Representative Vincent Candelora on Friday about the sales and use taxes on meals, which came out and seemed to be somewhat expanded from what we thought was going to take place. And with us to present the other side is Senator Kathy Austin, Deputy President Pro Temp and Chair of Appropriations. Senator, good morning. How are you?
Morning.
I'm fine. How are you this morning?
We're good, thought.
Everybody.
We're good, thanks. So the GOP last week was saying that this was something that they didn't sign on for, and you seem to indicate that's not the case.
Quite frankly, the GOP, I'm not certain what the GOP signed on for because they didn't even come up with a budget of their own for the first time in two decades.
Right.
That being said, Department of Revenue Services, an executive branch agency, has come up with its very own interpretation of the prepared meals and beverage 1% tax, and I completely disagree with the DRS interpretation. They certainly went way beyond what is what was the legislative intent, and you can tell that just by the fiscal note on what they say they're going to generate in revenue. And I believe that the Democratic leaders in both the House and the Senate should talk with the Department of Revenue Services and the administration and explain to them the legislative intent and make sure and ask them to make sure that when we have these very important meetings that representatives from the agencies come in so they're very clear on what the legislative intent will be.
We're talking to Kathy Austin. Represents the eastern part of the state, including Columbia and Marlboro, and I could name a whole bunch because you've got a pretty big district there. Okay, so this is the way it works. For example, I remember in the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, basically a lot of the legislation said, as the secretary shall decide. And it seems to me that's kind of what we're doing here. You said, okay, we want to look at this and all this. Now you guys pick what's going to tax, and you think they went too far.
I know they went too far, and that's exactly the truth. And all they have to do is talk to the Office of Fiscal Analysis, look at the report that comes out from the Office of Fiscal Analysis, which clearly indicates that what they are doing is greatly expanded from what the intention was. And again, I can't say it any clearer. That the legislative leaders in both the House and the Senate should speak with the administration and tell them that to expand beyond what legislative intent is not appropriate.
I know you can't read minds, Kathy, but why would DRS go about and do it that way?
Because they never came to any of the meetings. They never. It's clear to me that they didn't read either the OLR or the OFA reports that come out on every piece of legislation. Because if they had. It's very clear in those reports that this is not what was the intention.
You know, it was sometimes, and I just kind of want to go back to the ACA, but the whole point is sometimes you say, okay, here's our goal, here's what we want, now you figure out how to get there. Do you think, you know, in other words, did you give them a set amount through the legislation as to what you hoped it would raise?
Yes, and this is about 2 to 3 times that amount.
Wow.
It just seems like, to me like it's they've run wild there. So what recourse do you have? Because these don't go into effect, but it's 2 weeks away. What recourse does the administration and the legislature have in this? Can they just go to them and say no, wrong, do it again, or how does this process work?
All the administration has to do is tell the Department of Revenue Services you overreached on this. We want you to rethink your memo and put it what the legislative intent was. So it's actually a very easy process from the administrative perspective. They could direct their agency to come up with a memorandum that would clearly state what was legislative intent and walk this back. This could happen as early as today or, quite frankly, by the end of this week.
Do you think there's any chance the administration doesn't do that?
I don't read minds yet, so I'm not going to. I think it's the right thing to do. I think it's the clear thing to do, and I would expect that they would, as many of them were in the room, that they would actually see that this is something that should happen.
So as a civilian here in America, what should I do? Should I call my representative? I mean, should I call a governor? What should I do?
It's really in the governor's court right now, but I always tell people to call their representatives and senators and tell them what they think about it. But then they should make an equal call to the administration.
Speaking to Senator Kathy Austin, represents the 19th State Senatorial District, which is basically 106 towns
state,
in the eastern part of the
It's a little bit. It's a large district.
A lot of traveling.
It's huge. Columbia, Franklin, Hebron, Lebanon, Ledyard, Lisbon, Marlborough, Montville, Norwich, Sprague, and Paris. It's a very large district.
It's a little hard to get to Paris.
Yeah.
From.
Well, if you wanted to go to Ireland, you can fly direct from Bradley. You just can't do it from Paris.
And I am Irish, so
you'd
be able to do it. Are we any closer to getting a resolution on the sports gambling issue?
Now, that's something that the administration should do clearly, and that is an administrative call all day long. They are looking for additional revenue. We've just opened up football season. I heard you talking a little bit about it earlier.
Yeah.
And it's clear that this is what people enjoy doing, and we should be doing this. And not only does it have the impact of pleasing the sporting world, it also helps modernize our two gaming industries that that provide us with about $300 million a year. And I think it's important for us to do so. You know, I'd like to go back to the taxes.
Please.
For just a quick second. And again, if people are interested in having the sports gaming come about, they should directly call the executive branch. We do have the majority of the legislative branch that are interested in this. So I think that it should be noted that we have reduced admissions taxes at venues, primarily sporting venues.
Right.
We reduced the excise tax on craft beers, a burgeoning industry, very important for the millennials. And we've continued with phasing out taxes on income taxes, on pensions, and we've already reduced taxes on Social Security. So those were things that I think were very important to sort of get out there and let people know about them.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you want to talk about any other programs that are going on that I think are really good, one of my favorite programs this year was a military to machinist program. And I really love that program. It's something that gets military men and women to work in one of our defense industries that are growing by leaps and bounds, in particular Electric Boat and Pratt & Whitney.
Yeah, right.
And as an Army person, anything that we can do for our men and women who serve, I think that's important.
Amen. Amen. Senator, thanks for coming on with us. Hopefully people listen to to what you said and get in touch with the administration, because this is going to affect a lot of people poorly if it ever goes through. Thanks, Kathy.
Thanks, Senator, very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.